Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, the D in DJV. There's no K for Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on this week's edition. He's here every week at this time, going through a lot of the research that he does at his clinic in Florida at Lake Cardiology, the research that he studies, lots of things about his profession. He's a cardiologist, but other things as well. Certainly we've been confronted with COVID and all the things related to for the past couple of years, and we still have, each time we get together, a couple of things that are COVID-related. And if you listen to our podcasts at djvhealthshow.com, you would hear a preponderance of things, including the most recent one discussing the new variant BA2. And then we talk about transplants from donors who have died from COVID. Are they any good? Vaccine talk, that sort of thing. Keep up with what's going on in conventional medicine by listening to Dr. Ken every week. If you can't hear the program, catch the podcast at DJV Show, DJVHealthShow.com. That's DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So we got a couple of COVID-related things, Ken. Let's start with those and see where we go from there. The approval of the second booster of Pfizer and Moderna vaccines for people who are your age, my age, basically over the half-century mark. There are a lot of things. I think I told a story on the air. I didn't tell it here. I went to my pharmacist when I was picking up the prescription that you sent to him when I was in your office a couple of weeks ago. So I went to pick up the prescription. And I said, you know, there's 6 months between my booster. Let's get another one. And this is a fellow who's very highly regarded. He said, why do you want to have a fourth shot? I said, because I think it'll help me to stave off or not have a problem. He says, nah, you have a strong immune system. I would not recommend you getting another booster because there's still too many questions about what's in the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. We don't know, so you don't need it. Don't get it. What do you think of that advice?
Your pharmacist was just going by FDA approval, which is what he should have done up until this past Tuesday, because it was not allowed to recommend to you unless you were immunosuppressed at that point.
So he just told me I had a strong immune system and I shouldn't get it.
I don't want to get into his head, but I'm sure he was just following FDA guidelines and trying to reassure you why you didn't need it.
We talked about the FDA guidelines, and he said even when he didn't say anything about that, he just said, if you have a strong immune system, don't bother. That was his, because we don't know what is really in the vaccine. This is a smart guy, medical school guy.
Well, we don't know a lot about this disease. It's a brand new disease, and that's why everybody has an opinion. And you know, you just have to decide whose is better, because that's what you're dealing with, the unknown, when you have a new disease. But what I can tell you, what the FDA has recommended this past week, they haven't recommended that everybody over 50 get a fourth shot. What they're saying is, doctor, it's okay if you have a patient 50 and over and you want to give them a fourth shot, and between you and your patient you think it's best to get one, then it's okay. And that's important that you understand the FDA's opinion on all of this. Interestingly, they didn't go through their usual committee system to make this decision, which I think it was a little concerning to a lot of the physicians. And this is on an individual basis, that you have to look at an individual's risk of getting severe COVID, dying from COVID, getting into the hospital versus the potential unknown of a fourth shot. And there is some unknown here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my crystal ball is as good as anybody's crystal ball. So I think you have to sit down and figure out for each individual what their individual risk is for getting severe COVID-19, getting into the hospital. And it's very different. One of the incredibly remarkable things about COVID-19 is how different in severity this disease is for so many people. For many people, you barely know you have a cold. Yep. For some people, you don't get out of the hospital and you die a horrible, lonely death. And there are very few diseases that have this severe a way of affecting human beings, but COVID-19 does.
You know, while we're in the FDA department, I just thought I'd ask you this quickly. The regulators have issued a negative review of an experimental drug for Lou Gehrig's disease. A lot of people have been lobbying for this. It's known as ALS. I can't even pronounce what it's really called, but it destroys the nerve cells. So you can't walk, you can't talk, you can't swallow, you can't breathe. And so it's the bad stuff. So there were people trying to get this drug to be used. It's called Amylyx, A-M-Y-L-Y-X. Combination of a couple of older drugs, prescription for liver disorders, and then a dietary supplement that's associated actually with Chinese medicine. But the FDA says it only has modest impact on the disease. So if it only, even if it has modest impact, why wouldn't you be able to use it? I mean, it kind of reminds me of the discussion about, ivermectin or, what was the other thing with COVID? Wasn't there some question? Well, it doesn't do that much.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. So what do you make of that sort of thing?
Well, you know, Robert Califf, MD, is currently head of the FDA. And Bob Califf was head of the CCU when I was an intern and resident at Duke. And he's an incredible guy.
Is he?
You know, anyone who's been in the same room as Rob Califf knows how lucky you are. He's just an incredible guy. And, I am in no place to second guess Bob Califf and the decisions coming out of the current FDA. He's a unique individual.
All right.
And they have data that we don't have. They're looking at both safety and effectiveness. And you've got a great head of the FDA right now. And, I just have to defer to Dr. Califf. I have since I was an intern.
Got it. All right, Dr. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology. If you're interested in having a consult, either in person or with telemedicine as the focus of your connection, that's swell. Give them a call, 352-735-1400. As I said, even when I was there a couple of weeks ago, there were folks that listened to Ken and I on the radio who were in having the checkup. It was kind of a cool conversation. It was nice to see that people react as well as they do to Ken. He's a big help, and he certainly has saved a lot of people a lot in many different ways. So if you're interested, check out Ken at Lake Cardiology. Again, 352-735-1400. Speaking of checking things out, those of you who are worried about what you're going to look like this summer in a bathing suit, time for you, or maybe you've gone on spring break, or you've taken your winter vacation, maybe you're taking a spring cruise, and you don't like the way you look. So you're going to go on a crash diet, lose as much weight as you can, and then what? You're going to keep it off? You're going to be able to keep it off? You can't keep, it's not good for your body to stay on these crazy irrational diets or do some of these crazy exercise programs. Not that dieting isn't good for you, because it is if you follow, you know, you still eat in a healthy manner, but you don't eat as much or you follow certain guidelines. But then, you know, in the exercise program, sometimes people go over the edge. I don't know if there's any such thing. Some would tell you there is such a thing as too much exercise and how it affects your joints and your muscles and stuff. But the bottom line is once you lose the weight, you're going to question how you keep it off until you try Calitren. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N is the best choice. Really, actually, look across the market. It's the only choice for healthy weight loss support. That's what it is. Don't let your weight get in the way. Calitren can help. Go to toploss.com. We have one more weekend of the spring sale. Buy three, get three free, plus free shipping when you use the DJV code on checkout. Free shipping, the 3-month supply is really, it gets you started and then you keep it going. I've stayed on it for the 5 years that I've been associated with because there are other side benefits like the ingredients are great for joints and not having you exposed to arthritis, all that good stuff. So, next time you're thinking about this, if you're thinking about it right now, take some action. Go to toploss.com, get on the program so that you can enjoy your new body and keep it that way forever using Calitrin. All natural. It's available at toploss.com when you check out. Get free shipping and other benefits by using the discount code DJ.
Fishing with foolishness. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. A foolish fisherman once caught a wise but tiny fish. The fish told the fisherman that he was too small to eat and that if he threw him back in the water, he would one day grow so big that he would make a large and wonderful meal, at which point the fisherman could catch and eat him then. The fisherman was convinced and threw the fish back. And then, of course, the fisherman had nothing. The fish, living with wisdom, kept what little he had. The farmer, fishing with foolishness, lost even the little he had. And from this tale, you might ask yourself, will you fish with foolishness in your own life and focus on how what you have is not enough? Or will you live with wisdom and focus on gratitude for even the smallest things that you have? For a sporting chance to catch some wisdom, check out my new book, Walking Through Anger, available anywhere books are sold.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, Easter savings.
I can't wait to celebrate with all my peeps.
Speaking of, I just got 50% off Festive Decor, a Ninja Blender for just $99.99 and saved on some arts and crafts the kids are going to love.
Okay, those are some excellent deals.
Right? On top of that, I got an extra 20% off Kohl's Cash and free store pickup.
Excuse me while I hop onto Kohl's.com.
Select styles, 20% off rent, paper serve, toys, coupons, genetic supply, and exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Back to Dr. Ken on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen. So there's another COVID thing that I wanted to check with you about, and that has to do with your specialty, or some would say speciality, as a cardiologist. Are heart attack rates skyrocketing? Is it because of COVID, or is there other COVID vaccines? I've seen a lot of this stuff in the news media blaming COVID vaccines. What's your response to that?
I don't think that the COVID vaccine is causing heart attacks. Where did you see that? I'm not aware of that. I think what you may be seeing is, you know, a lot of people over the past 2 years haven't been coming to the doctor and doing their prevention, keeping their blood pressure, their blood sugar, their cholesterol, their weight under control. So a lot of people just have put this off, not only in heart, there's more heart attacks. People have put off their cancer screenings. So we're seeing more GI cancer, more breast cancer, just not getting prevented lung cancer. So a lot of the prevention that usually occurs, people have put off. We've noticed recently that people are trying to catch up. So hopefully we'll get this done. The other thing is weight is going up. Most people put on 10 pounds over COVID just from being inside, not going to the gym, and people are suddenly trying to get that off.
All right. So I'm just looking at this where I saw it. The website for the American Heart Association says, we conclude that the mRNA vaccine dramatically increased inflammation on T-cell infiltration of cardiac muscles. Does that make any sense? We're going to run ourselves into time problems, so let's not give this short shrift. We'll continue with a little better explanation on this as we continue with DJV Health.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, What do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Three and change after the hour. This is this week's DJV Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We're talking about COVID vaccines and whether they impact your heart or not. And I just did, Ken, want to know where I got the info, and it came from the American Heart Association's website. And I'm not, listen, what do I know about thrombosis and cardiomyopathy and other vascular events that they're referred to here? But there must have been, I mean, you've seen, how many people do you see a week? Hundreds?
Wait a second. What the American Heart Association actually has at their website, I'm looking, and I would agree with this, is that post-vaccine myocarditis, that's an inflammation. Here's what they have. Here's the headline. In young people is rare and usually mild. And that's study confirms. And that's what's at the American Heart Association about all this. And that was published December 6, 2021. And I'm looking right at the American Heart Association website right now. And I would agree with that. There is a very small group, and they're usually males under 30 that have shown some of this. But the current thinking is, if you look at the numbers, that you're more likely to get myocarditis, inflammation of the heart, from the virus than you are from the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So that's why there's been no general statement, you know, don't get vaccinated because of concern over myocarditis. And again, in most of the people, and they're usually males under 30, it's been a mild issue and extremely rare that it's been anything more than mild. I have not seen anybody who's had a severe reaction to the vaccine. For my own issues about whether to be vaccinated or not, certainly I've been triply vaccinated. I've had 3 shots. I've yet to have the 4th one. I'm aware of the approval. And for myself, I'm still weighing the benefits and the risks. I have not yet scheduled a 4th shot. And this is the 4th shot. I think you really have to individually talk about it. You know, not giving up too much of my HIPAA, but I'm hopefully in relatively good health. And you know, but I am thinking about a 4th shot, and I'm going to have to do a lot more thinking about it. And I haven't closed the door to it. But again, it was just approved this week, and I'm still thinking about it. But in terms of the first 3, there wasn't a thought, and right in there, and I wasn't concerned at all about the myocarditis because it's so rare. Because without any vaccine, we know that your risk of getting myocarditis from the virus is higher, much higher than it is from getting the virus from the vaccine. Regardless,
and you early on convinced me successfully to do the same thing. So that's,
what are you thinking? Have you thought about a fourth shot for you, or are you going to ask me what I thought for
well,
you?
Well, I did. I mean, I had the discussion with the pharmacist, and he recommended that I not get it because of things that are in it that may affect you that we don't know about.
Well, and you have ask that same. I would, you know, if you're using that as a big determinator in your mind, I would call that same pharmacist and say, "Hey, the FDA this week approved the fourth shot. What, have you reassessed your opinion for me?"
I won't call him. I'll go see him. I'd rather just have an in-person conversation and watch his body language. All right, so I got a strong immune system. Why do I need to have a shot?
The reason being is that you want to travel a lot.
Yep.
And so it's unclear the level of disease in the areas where you're traveling and you cross through a lot of people. And the determination right now is how prevalent COVID is where you are and then what your risk factors are personally. You know, certainly I would feel pretty good if you had another one
for you.
Okay. And you don't want to know the reason why, but on the orbit.
All right. Well, so maybe we'll discuss it. All right. Dr. Ken, we continue. Another half hour is coming right up.
This is sponsored by IBM. The 64th Annual Grammy Awards Red Carpet will include a very special feature, IBM Watson's Artificial Intelligence, delivering a data-driven fan experience during the show. Grammy Insights with Watson draws from over 15 million sources to share info about hundreds of Grammy nominees and winners live on screen as they walk the red carpet and on the Grammy.com artist pages. Christy Kolsky, IBM Program Director.
The Grammy Awards are such an exciting event filled with fascinating artists and music creators. And Grammy Insights with IBM Watson is an opportunity to share their stories on screen as they walk the red carpet to enhance the fan experience. Now in our fifth year of collaboration with the Recording Academy, IBM is so excited to expand on this concept by bringing AI-powered data to hundreds of individual artist pages on Grammy.com for the very first time.
Visit live.grammy.com during the 64th Annual Grammy Awards Red Carpet Livestream on Sunday, April 3rd at 5 p.m. Eastern Time to see Grammy Insights with Watson.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
1 in 5 teenagers say they've thought about suicide. The CDC reports more than 40% of teens say they feel persistently sad or hopeless. A deputy director at the CDC says the data echoes a cry for help. President Biden says it's too soon to determine whether Russia is really scaling back some military operations in Ukraine.
There's a lot of speculation, but he seems to be, I'm not saying this with a certainty, he seems to be self-isolating.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying he's also not fully buying into intelligence, saying Russian President Vladimir Putin has been misinformed about his military's performance in Ukraine. The United Nations says 400 million children in 23 countries are dealing with partial school closures due to COVID. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson worked with some detainees at Guantanamo Bay during her time as a federal public defender. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he will not vote for Judge Jackson because he believes her past writings have accused the United States of war crimes.
That is not about defending somebody. That is an activist approach to the war on terror.
He says he is troubled with Judge Jackson's work on allowing a Guantanamo Bay detainee to challenge his detention. The Supreme Court has ruled that foreign detainees do have that right. The body of a missing Nevadan has been found.
The body of 18-year-old Naomi Irian was found in a remote part of northern Nevada Tuesday, more than 2 weeks after the woman had been abducted outside a Reno Walmart, waiting for a shuttle to take her to her job. The Sheriff's Department followed up on a tip that led them to Churchill County, where a body was found. On Wednesday, the remains were confirmed. 41-year-old Troy Driver was held on $750,000 bail for allegedly kidnapping Irian on March 12th. He was caught on surveillance footage driving off in her 1992 Mercury Sable. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
California's eviction moratorium is being extended for 3 months. State lawmakers approving an emergency bill that moves the end date to June 30th. Rent relief payments will be distributed to tenants who have been hit hard financially because of the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With Dr. Ken Cronos, second half hour of this week's DJV Health Program. Find it at djvhealthshow.com. If you can't hear it on the air, you hear the podcast there. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Dr. Ken Cronos from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. You can reach him at his office, 352-735-1400. We're talking about vaccines and who ought to get them and who might not be so likely to need another vaccine. And Ken and I've been talking about it, brings up a good point, because I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling in the fall. I'm probably going to go to South Africa, I'm going to go to Israel, and who knows what the realities are in those places. So he has that in mind. So I asked him whether or not we ought to wait, because isn't all this stuff going to be in the regular flu shot that comes out to prepare us for next winter? And so what the answer, you want to explain the answer to that, Ken, where that might be?
Well, people didn't hear our whole conversation, but
no.
The decision for each of us whether to get a fourth shot if you have already had third depends on a number of factors. It's how prevalent, how frequent where you are, where you live, COVID is, and then what is your risk of getting severe COVID, dying, getting hospitalized if you do get COVID. So there's a lot of so-called variables to determine for each person. And Doug wants to travel to all these various environments, and they each have a their own different changing in time. So that, I think, increases his risk as he cross-pollinates through all these different people and locations. And then based on his age really is his big risk factor, because he is in amazingly good health otherwise. But age becomes a risk factor for COVID. It is what it is. But then we further discussed, he was asking me, is it going to be in the flu vaccine? But this is another factor for me personally in my own personal calculus of figuring out whether I should get the fourth shot, because there are out there on the near term frontier new vaccines being developed, especially a vaccine that will include all the other variants and a vaccine that will also potentially be combined with the flu vaccine. So there are a number of potentially newer vaccines, second, third generation vaccines for COVID-19 that are not too far away. So I, for myself, am waiting to hear what the new vaccines are looking like before I make the decision for myself. But again, this is a decision you've got to make with your doctor individually, because no one has the same answer for everybody. This is where individualized medicine is key.
Yep. All right. So let's go on to some other things here that are part of your research this week. Before we actually get into that, I thought we ought to spend a minute talking about Bruce Willis and the announcement this week that he has a brain disease that may affect his ability to speak. And otherwise, I'm trying to remember, it begins with an A, but I can't remember. Aphasia?
Aphasia.
Right. What is that? And what is this seems like out of the blue. He's made lots of movies and his career and seemed to be fine. Come to find out that he can't remember lines, so he's got what they call an IFB, an earplug, where people are giving him the lines. As he's speaking them, he's being told what the lines are because he can't remember them. But if somebody tells him, he can speak them. So what the heck is this? I don't know that I've heard of it.
Really, it's just that it's out in the public, so apparent, so transparent, out of the blue. But if you talk to people who have worked with him, actually, this has been suspected for a while that something's going on with his cognition, his mind, his ability to think and remember. But the best we know, and again, I don't think we know all the details here. All we know is that he's going to be stepping away from his profession, and that's where that's what has shined the light on this week. But what we know is that they're calling it aphasia. This is where you have difficulty speaking. You also have difficulty understanding. This is often due to either head trauma or a stroke, and it's not being made readily available to the rest of us, you know, if he's had either one of these. But there has been some suspicion among those who work with him that something's just not been right for the past couple of years.
Right. Okay. You're the cardiologist. Let's talk about good heart health, avocados, and your heart. What's the scoop?
Yes. As you would suspect, eating avocados out of the Journal of the American Heart Association is mentioned this week as a way to lower your risk of getting a heart attack. So it's not surprising that that such a food would be heart healthy, but a big study showed this. And so you want to continue to lower your risk of having any heart issues, just add some avocados to your diet.
There you go. Avocados. I don't like the consistency, though. People say they're good for me. I'm funny about that. I just don't. There's nothing about it's kind of gushy and like eating a raw egg. But they are good for you. I've seen that in a number of places. All right. Next, things that are good for you include daytime naps. So where are we? We think about them in terms of people our age having a nap, but this looks like it's more focused on younger folks, this study, yeah?
Yes, and this may be why you enjoy your nap so much, but a study was done that showed that youngsters, preschoolers who take a nap actually learn to read quicker than their peers. This is out of the Medical Journal Child Development this week. So it's a good idea, mom and dad, encourage the preschoolers to take that nap and get the rest. And turns out they may get ahead of the rest of us in terms of mental abilities.
Ah, Okay, so that's good. Here's some not so good news. Those of you who we've been talking about smoking, we always talk a lot about smoking on this program and how it is that the reality of people smoking. I was talking on the DJV show with the ladies around the program with me, and one of the ladies talked about seeing a woman stopped at a stoplight smoking away with a young child in the back seat of the car. That's almost like a child abuse, isn't it? I mean, any of this, any kind of smoke, whether it be the stuff you're doing to yourself or the secondhand smoke that comes out of your mouth or your nostrils, or comes from the cigarette, or in this case, the marijuana bong, not good.
Exactly. We got to really protect our kids from whatever's out there in the air. But JAMA, that's the Journal of the American Medical Association Network, opened this week. Secondhand smoke from marijuana generates four times the pollutant levels as tobacco cigarettes, and tobacco cigarettes, definitely not a good idea to expose anyone to the secondhand smoke. And just putting this in perspective, how you think marijuana is not an issue, it's just horrible for anybody around you.
But it's becoming more and more prevalent, and in fact, this week there was a bill before the House of Representatives to legalize marijuana. That's been something that's been tried. It's getting closer and closer to winning. You know as well as I do, it's going to be legalized the same as tobacco and the same as liquor. And a lot of people make a good argument for it. That doesn't mean that it's good for you, because smoking tobacco products are not good for you, and liquor sure as hell isn't good for you. So all of these things, leaving it up to people and educating yourself as to what to do to your body. I wouldn't put any of that stuff in my body. I never have and never will. It's just amazing how people think through or don't think through some of this stuff and the ramifications of it. Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen. More to come. First, an idea whose time has come. As we've gone through daylight savings and we sort of are now regulating our body, getting it back to whatever storm, system of regularity you have in your sleeping pattern. If you're not sleeping well, all the MyPillow products that are at MyPillow.com are aimed at one thing and one thing only, and that's to give you a good night's rest and to give your pets. They have dog beds that are just as comfortable as the mattresses they make for you. They have all kinds of high-quality products, page after page after page of things. This year, I tried something new, the flannel Giza, the Dream Sheets. I got a set of those, and boy, did I like it during the cold winter months here. As a matter of fact, I got two sets, and they really helped me enjoy get snuggled up. And that's what you want, get a comfortable snuggle up with great pillows, pillowcases, sheets, the whole deal, blankets, great mattresses. Find them all at MyPillow.com. And when you figure out what your favorite products are, order them. Use the DJV code for all kinds of discounts up to 65%. With, for example, the sheets, the Giza Dream Sheets, get one. Pay the regular price, get another one free. It's the BOGO deal. MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a box in there. Put DJV. That's the promo code, DJV, for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Paid for by Bank on Yourself. Have you been putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. You've seen what's happening in the market. This is clearly no time to gamble. Can you really afford to lose any more of your retirement savings? Hey, here's the good news. You don't have to lose another penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street desperately hopes you'll never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money, even when the market tumbles, just as it's done for more than 160 years. And it gives you tax-free and penalty-free access to your savings. These are treacherous times, and now, more than ever, you can't afford to take one wrong step. So get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. Hurry. To get this free report, go to SaveYourRetirementNow.com right now. That's SaveYourRetirementNow.com. SaveYourRetirementNow.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Stefan. We're talking about sleep and stuff. Sleep apnea. Lack of getting a good night's sleep sometimes happens because you have sleep apnea. So now, what's being done? It's hard to figure out what really is the cause of sleep apnea or how to fix it.
Let me ask you not to read any of that into what you have, because that's not quite where it's at. Actually, sleep apnea is incredibly common. It occurs in 25% of men and 10% of adult women. And cardiologists don't specifically treat or diagnose sleep apnea. But the reason why cardiologists get interested in it, because it works against all the goodness that we're trying to do for your health, and it offsets all of that, and it will lead untreated to early coronary artery disease, rhythm problems of the heart. It's one of the reasons why people have high blood pressure and they can't figure it out. So untreated sleep apnea, it creates havoc, and that's only to the heart, and it destroys many other parts of the body. And what the news is this week, this is out of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. You know, that's the group that has a lot of influence on what insurers cover, and they tend to be very, very cautious. They're the group that argued against PSAs a while ago, which has been changed. But the news out of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force this week is when there's no evidence to support screening adults, that is, there's no symptoms. The symptoms of sleep apnea consist of you snore, you're obese, you always wake up even after a good night's sleep, tired. You might have your sleeping partner is very good at diagnosing this. They'll hear you snore, and then while you're sleeping, they'll hear you stop breathing and then wake up gasping for air. If your sleeping partner tells you that they're hearing that, you have sleep apnea. So basically what the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is saying, if you don't even snore, have one sign or symptom, you shouldn't be screened for sleep apnea. That's all they're saying. And because as common as this is and as how much havoc it can cause, people do get screened for it. My own feeling is that if you have high blood pressure and no one can figure out why you have high blood pressure, a doctor very skilled and accustomed to treating high blood pressure just can't figure out why you have high blood pressure, then I think it's worth screening for sleep apnea. But if you snore, you're obese, you wake up and you're just not feeling well after a good night's rest, I think that is enough to be screened. And I really think that this preventive task force thinks so also.
Coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken. Stay tuned.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. DJV Health Time is 53 past the hour. He's here to answer some of my questions, some of your questions, as this is called, Questions for Dr. Ken. First question has to do with a proposal from Medicare covering an Alzheimer's drug. They have proposed to have this Alzheimer's drug called Aduhelm, I think that's it, but only for patients who enroll in a clinical study. Is this unusual, or is this something that, because it's so expensive, perhaps that's why they're doing this, to do a little bit more research on a specific group of people? How do these trials work, Ken?
Well, this was very controversial, and this was before an announcement before the current director of the FDA. This was a drug that the committee that advises the FDA recommended not approving, and it's a drug that's extremely expensive. Anyone on Medicare this year noted a remarkable personal increase in their expense for Medicare, mm-hmm. and the reason for that unbelievable increase, annual increase in Medicare, is supposedly to pay for this drug, which is extremely expensive, which didn't even have amazingly good data to make sure it was approved. And a number of the so-called thought leaders, experts who sit on committees for the FDA, actually announced that they would no longer participate in FDA committees because of how the decision was made. This is a huge controversy, and in the current leadership of the FDA, they then the policy went that if you went on this drug, it would be a very select group, and you'd have to participate in this study. Maybe next year they'll lower our Medicare rates because they have limited the number of people who will get this, but it clearly needs more study. So I think the judgment, they're making the best of it from this, and it'll be interesting to see how Medicare rates are affected by this next year.
Yep. Okay. With regard to your expertise as a cardiologist, is this rise in blood pressure when you stand up dangerous? Remember, you and I talked a little bit. I have this monitor now that you have given me. It's like a Fitbit, and it monitors all of the vitals in your body and sends it to an app, and you're looking at it every day. And I've been watching myself, my blood pressure, systolic and diastolic. Which one comes first? Diastolic or systolic?
Systolic's the top number. Diastolic's the bottom number.
So mine has been ranging between 110 and 120 since you gave me this. And then, you know, there are new guidelines because people are concerned more these days about hypertension. Is that correct? Is that what that number indicates?
Well, we've always been concerned about hypertension, but Medicare did a big study a few years ago that showed that by what you're talking about is called remote patient monitoring, RPM, or remote physiological monitoring, RPM, that we can keep people out of the hospital, we can keep them out of the ER, if in real time we are following you like an astronaut on our dashboard, and we are providing this service in the office. We give you this high-tech watch, which will allow us to follow your blood pressure, your heart rate, your temperature, your steps, your mental state, your pulse ox, your oxygenation. It'll soon even give you your blood sugar without any injection, just by the wristband, and also an EKG soon. But it gives us all this data. It also tells us the quality of your sleeping right now. You just have to tap the dial, and it gives you immediately your blood pressure. And then with using an app on your phone, which is free, it then connects with us, and we can watch on our dashboard in real time. And I used this just last week to keep somebody out of the ER, and I realized, wow, so that's why Medicare is pushing this program, because it really does save
them
amazing.
And
we were so excited about it, because without that data in the past, I would have definitely had to send this person to the ER. But I was able to see their heart rate, their oxygenation, and said, this person doesn't need to go to the ER, and the person's doing great.
All right, but this is more work for you, isn't it? The doctor's going to have, or the staff will have more work to do in a sense?
Well, the nice thing is that included in the funding for this is the ability to have a monitoring center, a monitoring group that watches this. So it is automated, and if we have monitors for this, and I will be notified, or my nurse will be notified if it comes outside of what we want for you. So we're watching you, and fortunately, Medicare has devoted the funding to do this right. We're very pleased.
All right, so there it is, the latest great answers to great questions. Thank you. Send them along to us here at DJV Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.